All right, fellas, it's Hayden Riley with from the Ville podcast.
Yeah, this man, it's starting. This is episode number one. Pretty crazy stuff, you know.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
We have been. Like, I feel like we've been talking about this for months now. And today we went on a wing and just went to Wally World Walmart, you know, down the road.
The old Wally World.
And we just.
I snuck out and went to that Walmart once in the middle of the night.
That's good to know. You told me that story. Why'd you do that, man?
Me and Gary Walker just kind of wanted to break a rule. And so, as sheltered white children who live less than a mile from a Walmart.
You just walked down there?
We walked to Walmart.
And, like, how old were you? Like, 16, 15 maybe?
We were probably, like, 13 or 14.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
So no, we were... It was that year you were at Blue Haven.
What a time. What a place.
Yeah. New Mexico. Because we walked to get balloons and Reese's Pieces.
What a reason Gatorade. To go to... Walmart. So yeah.
Let's get into this real quick. We're gonna do some questions. It's just like a short get to know you pod.
You know, because this is episode one. We're gonna try to get to know y'all the best we can, and y'all get to know us. You know, I feel like it's important. You don't want to listen to someone who's completely random. And our little brother Levi is currently in bath time right now. So
you may hear him shouting.
You may hear him shouting. But you know, this is.
I never hear him when we were answering. Okay, my first question I'm asking you. We're gonna do a Q&A.
Okay.
My first question was, give me a 2-minute synopsis of your life up to this point. You're 17 years old. Give me just a 2-minute rundown of your life. It doesn't have to be 2 minutes. Give it to
All right. So I'm 17 years old. I am a senior in high school. It absolutely sucks. I grew up in a Ville outside of Austin. In a Ville outside of Austin, Texas. What a time. What a place to be.
What a place to be.
We lived in this house for 13, 14 years. Grew up playing sports, basketball, football, baseball mainly. That's what I still play today for my school. I don't really play. I ride the pine, but that's whatever. So I'm not that good, but I'm washed.
I'm washed.
Absolutely washed.
I'm washed.
Yeah, you're washed. You're crusty. But we're just getting into things, trying new things, trying fun things. I'm a Christ follower, but I'm also a heathen. I make mistakes as we go. I'm not very good at this whole life thing, but, you know, I'm figuring it out as I go. All right, and I'm going to shoot that right back at you, man. Tell me about it. Tell the pod what you're about, man.
Okay, I'm 20, and I'm a junior or a senior, depends on kind of how you look at it. At the Tarleton State University, I am getting married next week.
Crazy, man. Six days from now.
7 days from right now. I will be a married man.
So crazy.
To my awesome bride, Jesslyn. Shout out to Jess.
Shout out to women in general, man.
Shout out to women. Shout out specifically.
Mom's great.
Yeah, mom is great. Shout out to mom. Shout out specifically to... the woman who said yes to marrying me, which is crazy.
Which is crazy. You're an idiot.
Yeah, that is basically the biggest thing I got going on. We've got a puppy who, you know, cool little dog.
Yeah, I mean, she's nice. She's downstairs hanging out, you know, and I think it's wild that you just one day you're like, you know what? I need a dog.
Bro, so they were actually on the side of the road at Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
Which, if you live in Stephenville, you, you know this Tractor Supply well. We actually have 2 Tractor Supplies now. But
wow. City getting big.
Yeah, 2 Tractor Supplies. This is the old Tractor Supply. Jess texted me. She had gone to work, and one of the girls that works for her boyfriend had maybe gone and bought one of these dogs that same morning.
Okay,
and so Jess texted me and was like, hey, go look at these dogs at Tractor Supply. And so then, like, 45 minutes later, I was at her office with a puppy.
A cute little dog.
Yeah, she's a cute little black. She's only half black lab, but... She looks like she's just a black lab. She's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. I also grew up the same way as Riley did because we're brothers, and that's kind of how that works.
This is very true. We were very similar. Everything I did, I just did because of you. You know,
yeah,
you were older.
You know, well,
you were faster. You were stronger. I mean.
Pimp's pimp, man.
Pimp's a pimp. That's a statement if I've ever heard one.
What can I say?
I don't know.
I mean, that's more or less all that I've got
Basic
going.
Basic white athletic male.
Yeah,
life, you know,
I play slow pitch softball.
There you go, man.
And
you're living the glory days.
Yeah, I'm a youth leader at church. Shout out to the junior high boys. they're the real ones. They're homies.
There you go.
Keep you on your toes.
That's how all junior high boys are. I mean,
well,
like,
that's true, but
there's not normal ones. They like make fart noises. they moan and they just, that's all they do.
Dude, the other day, I was literally leading a small group, and one of the kids, shout out Joel, he's a real one, crawled across the floor, and on the bottom of the, on the bottom,
crawled?
Crawled on the floor, like on his hands and knees, and there was a Wi-Fi router under the desk I was sitting at, okay. And so all of a sudden, like literally in the middle of like a deep theological conversation.
It's middle school boy, so it's like.
He pops his head up, like.
And these kids are homeschooled, right?
This kid goes to public school.
Oh, well, okay.
Joel goes to Stephenville. But he pops up like Pop Goes the Weasel or something.
Okay, like the little like...
Yeah. And he just pops up and he goes, it's a Wi-Fi router, and crawls back to his seat. And it was the funniest thing.
That's odd, man. That's, I don't know if that's funny or if that's concerning.
I think it's both, but it was a great time. Shout out to the Joel Perez.
Man, what a guy. All right.
Maybe
coming to the wedding. Wow.
Yeah, he's invited. They're invited.
Good for them. I'm excited to meet all your peoples out there. I mean, I've been up there several times, but I don't know the church folk. I don't really know Jesselyn's family besides her immediate ones. Like, her dad, mom, cool brothers, are cool guys. It's just,
I'm excited. Friends, cool. Her family's like ours. Like, her, like, you met her grandparents? They're just like Nan and Poppy.
I got you. Old, sweet.
Yeah. Jimmy Kindad. Shout out Jimmy Kindad. They're the best.
Good. All right, man. You want to get into these super exciting questions?
Yeah, the next one I got is, what's your favorite line from any movie?
My favorite line from any movie?
Yeah, and while you're thinking about it, I'll give you mine just to kind of give you something to talk about. We watched this movie, or bits and pieces of it, a little while ago. But The Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah? What a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, what a phenomenal movie.
Will Ferrell is phenomenal, yeah, man.
Well, in the movie, Will Ferrell's dad, at the beginning, he comes into parent-teacher conference, and he says, I am a semi-professional race car driver.
That's right. I know the scene.
And so, as a person who drives semi-professionally, I like to say that I'm a semi-professional
race
car driver.
You're not semi-professional. You just drive to school. You're a milkman is what you are.
I get paid to drive.
I guess.
That makes me a professional driver.
Oh, okay. And
depending on how you look at Ford F-350s pulling trailers, I feel like I'm driving a race car.
There you go. That's fair.
So,
you know, I'm surprised it wasn't, like, you know, especially that movie's got a whole bunch of good lines. Like, I wake up and I just piss excellence is a phenomenal line.
That is a good line. It does have some good lines.
A good line. I think my favorite one, shout out to our father, is from Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know which one you'll get inside. You know, it's just.
That's only kind of the line, but yeah.
What's the line?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You'll never know what you'll find.
I was close enough. You knew, you got the
gist. I got the gist. We're probably both wrong.
We probably are both wrong.
Probably should have Googled that before probably we just started saying stuff like that. But
it's cool. It's episode one. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
It's a good first question. You know, I actually wrote something down about Forrest Gump. One of my questions was, here you go. If you lived the life of Forrest Gump, you know, like the beginning where he's broken. Yep. And there's Jenny and there's the war. But you had to change one thing about it. Like, not about the movie, but like if you're Forrest Ole Gump, who lives in Montgomery, Alabama, and you had to change one thing about, like, the movie and your life, what would it be? I'll give you mine since you're kind of stuck on it. Mine definitely would be without the slow, retarded talk. I feel like everybody would look a little less down on you if you didn't sound like a complete idiot. You know, I can run silly. I can have my best friend be Bubba, but if I didn't talk real slow and sound a little on the spectrum, a little bit with the downs, I think that's phenomenal. I think that changes that movie, and not in a good way. The movie's phenomenal, but it changes how much his life will be so much better, you know.
Yeah, so first of all, Forrest Gump is not from Montgomery, Alabama.
Where's he from?
Greenville, Alabama.
Oh, I was close.
And if I had to change one thing about poor old Forrest Gump's life, ¿Dónde está tu padre?
This is true.
He
didn't have a dad. You know, but there's lots of successful people who don't have dads.
It worked
out
great. He probably would have had a different life had he had a dad.
Fathers are important people in our lives.
Right. Shout out to dad.
Yeah, shout out to fathers all out there.
He's the coolest.
He definitely is.
As cool as being as accidentally successful as Forrest Gump was.
Exactly. I mean,
I think I'd still rather have that.
I mean, his accolades were up there. You know, he was an Alabama football star.
National champion.
National champion. He was a very good ping pong player.
One of the best. He played in the Olympics.
One of the best.
Decorated war hero.
Decorated war hero.
Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Yeah, very, very rich. That whole fruit company, you know,
the
Apple.
The fruit company that he invested in. The running. I mean, he could run for days.
Yeah,
years.
Which...
He ran for years.
Which
what
is crazy, because I can... The 90 feet from home to first base, when I do get my at-bats, I'm like...
Oh, that, I'm tired.
That is exhausting.
When I run for softball, I'm tired immediately.
Yeah, you like softball, four steps in, you're like, I'm done with this.
That's all I had.
Running has never really been my thing.
It's brutal, though.
All right. I'm going to hit you with another one. I know that we were going to go back to back. But what is a conspiracy theory that you absolutely believe is real?
I got you. There is no shot we went to the moon.
No shot?
No shot.
No shot we went to the moon?
No.
How so?
I mean, we were just so conveniently in a space race with Russia, and then they beat us. Like
this is true. They did.
They went to space first.
They did get up there.
They had cosmonauts in space before we had astronauts in space.
True.
And then they maybe orbited the planet first. I definitely don't have enough information there's just no way. I don't believe
it.
We just conveniently landed guys on the moon. And then, like, that was in 1969.
Nice. What a number.
It is 2024. That was almost 60 years ago.
Yep.
Why can't I just go to the moon? Like,
seriously, why haven't we gone?
Are people going to the moon now?
I think they're just going up there and, like, orbiting, right? Like, they're just making their way.
Yeah, why have we not looked at more of the moon?
You know, that is a phenomenal point. That is a good point. Mine is a little less known. I feel like that one's very known. Like, that one's known, and the flat Earth. People believe that the Earth is flat for some reason. I definitely do think it is round. Round? You think it's round?
I'm a round Earth guy. Although I did have a conversation today about the Earth being flat.
Oh, what was that?
Well, we were cleaning out Nana Poppy's house.
Oh yeah.
And there was an old map that people were fighting over.
Oh, that's right.
And we unrolled the map, and Uncle Sean was like, "You see how that map's flat? It's because the Earth is flat."
Sean's a hooligan. Sean didn't know what he's talking about.
It's rounded on the... It's got rounded edges, but it's flat. I said, that's what they say.
That is what they say. I don't...
So, that was my flat Earth
conversation. That is your flat Earth. That's a good one. You know, he had a point about the map being flat, you know?
It's flat.
My conspiracy theory is that birds aren't real.
Oh, no, I can get behind that, too.
I can absolutely tell your ear. I feel like there are some birds...
There are some real birds. As a bird hunter, as somebody who dove hunts and duck hunts,
who kills animals,
who sometimes shoots at least in the direction of flying animals.
Yep,
I've never shot a robot.
This is true, but like, you're also not killing your normal blackbird, right?
Yeah, crows for sure. Maybe robots.
Absolute drones.
Pigeons, 100% robots.
They are the stupidest things.
Have you ever seen one in real life?
Have you? I don't know. Like, there's such a mix between... I think the government does a really good job at hiding the real ones. Or hiding the fake ones, excuse me.
Shout out to the government for lying.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they're good at.
I mean, they are good at lying and just getting that bag, right?
Like, getting that bag.
But they're...
Who's paying them for the fake birds?
You know, I think there's like a secret.
Is it division. Elon Musk?
No, definitely not Elon. Elon is a innovator. I feel like, you know, he's got bright ideas. But I think the way that they do it is they don't have like people controlling it, but it's more of they just have like it's like AI. AI recently is like taking over the world. Like they can't like the thing when in Wales where you can't tell who when the picture's fake or the fake or real.
Sure.
That's how they do it. They just have little AI drones, and they're watching us, and they know our every step and move. Absolutely genius.
I can buy it.
Absolutely genius move.
Birds are fake.
Birds are completely fake.
I can totally get on that train.
Attaboy.
Okay, I'm going to go. Kay. Describe your perfect day.
My perfect day?
Yeah.
Like my like, just like a normal day in life, or like a Saturday?
Like your perfect day.
Okay, perfect.
Saturday. If you want to go first.
No, I think I could take this one from here. My perfect day would have to be like very relaxing, right? You wake up, French toast.
French toast, Max.
French toast, a little powdered sugar, some syrup, maybe an egg or two on the side. You know, got to get that protein in, got to get those gains in.
Got to get those gains.
What else? I think after breakfast, you just hang out, you know. Maybe you play some video games. Maybe you watch a movie. Maybe you sort of just hang out with the family, you know. Hang out with your lady friends. Hang out with mom and dad, maybe. Lunchtime hits. Torchies.
Torchies smacks.
If you don't have a Torchies near you, gotta find one. Torchies tacos are some darn good tacos.
They sure are. That's their motto. Darn good.
Something similar.
They smack, dude.
Absolutely. Three trashy trailer parks with some queso and chips.
I would probably do something violent to eat a trashy
trailer park. Absolutely. If it was Torchies or anything else, I'm always going Torchies, you know? Torchies smacks. I mean, you do feel a little meh afterwards. That's why you hit that nap.
That nap.
That nap. Most important part of the day. Like, you're done with lunch at 1:30, 1:45, you're snoozing, and you're just gone. 3:30, it's wake-up time. You know, you don't want to sleep too long because you still want a good night's rest. Maybe 3:30 is when you get a round of golf, and you got tee time.
Ooh, you got a tee I time. Like golf. I can get in
a tee time golf. At 4:15, yeah. You know, right as the sun's starting to set, it's starting to cool down, it's not so hot, especially here in Texas. It's toasty. So you got a round of golfing, or maybe you go play some pickleball or something light, something not super active, because you're not trying to, like, get sweaty, you know? You're still going to hit that nice warm shower, but you're not trying to, like, smell bad. So some golf, a nice 18, or some pickleball is nice, or, like, even, like, a trip to, like, your D-bat, you know? Not something aggressive, or not necessarily aggressive, but not something, like, hard on the body. Something light, something easy. It's dinner time now. Dinner time, I feel like, you know, in my very, very perfect day, like, if I'm just filthy rich, like, I'm bringing in so much dough, we're going to get steak. Steak and lobster, not lobster, steak and shrimp. Some steak and shrimp with some mac and cheese, maybe some asparagus, maybe some bougie Arnold Palmer.
Asparagus is crazy. Just throw in there like that.
Asparagus is gas. What you mean? Like, with the bacon wrapped around it? As I was saying, before you rudely interrupted my perfect day, some asparagus, some $18 Arnold Palmers, you know, some lemonade, some tea, two packets of pink sugar. You call it a day. You go home. Maybe watch the Rangers winning some baseball games.
Rangers win a ball game.
Here's a take for you. Jonah Heim.
Jonah Heim, 2024 World Series MVP.
Jonah Heim, 2024 World Series MVP.
Calling it early.
Calling it so early. The odds are so high right now. But, you know, Rangers are going back to back.
Back to back.
Back to back, man. Like, it's not even questionable.
It's probably questionable.
It's definitely questionable. But they're 2-0. They won today.
They're 2-0. How many teams are 2-0 right now?
You know, I don't know.
Half of them?
Not the Cubs.
That's right. 0-2.
Not the Astros. The Astros are also 0-2.
Trash. Imagine being a trash can fan, bro. That's tragic.
Imagine being fans for cheaters.
I know so many Astros fans.
That's wild.
They're the worst.
They are just like, they're just mediocre people. You know,
they're a slightly lesser grade of human being.
They're the people, like, you got a flat tire on the side of the road. You, like, try to call them.
They're leaving you.
They're not coming out. They're driving past you. Like, they'll be like, oh, look. Hey, look, that's Riley on the side of the road. Nah.
Good.
Gone. That's my perfect day. Good night's sleep. Some Rangers. Maybe a bowl of ice cream at dinner. I'm a foodie, yo. A bowl of ice cream at dinner. After dinner, boy, like, in bed.
Yeah, I do like that.
That's phenomenal. What's your perfect day, man?
Okay. My perfect day starts yesterday. Well, the day before. Because I'm, like,
perfect, like, 24, like, 36 hours.
It's going to be kind of a perfect 36 hours just because I'm, like, trying to trim down a little bit. Got a wedding next week. And so trying to lose some poundage.
Poundage, you said.
So I gotta not eat very much yesterday so that I can munch today.
I got you. I mean, that makes sense, you know? I think you look good, man.
We're starting early. Pretty early. Not like super early, but like we're playing a sunrise. We got a sunrise tea time.
Okay. Like we had last weekend.
Yeah, like we had last weekend. Maybe a little later.
It was a little dewy. You know?
But not much. Sunrise tea time. About hole number 5, somebody brings me out a potato, bacon, egg, and cheese burrito.
Oh, that's terrible.
From Taqueria Ebenezer down the street.
Yeah.
In Stephenville.
Yep.
Let me tell you, they'll knock your socks off.
Burrito
prices went up.
They did. Everything's going up.
I've been eating these burritos for a while now. $6. You can put whatever you want on this burrito. $6.
That's a steal.
It's a fat burrito, too. It'll change your life. Like acai bowls changed my life.
Acai bowls are so good, man.
This burrito will change your life. This breakfast burrito. They're $7 now. I went yesterday. Get just a burrito for breakfast. $7. So, about hole 5, a burrito comes out. With a glass of orange juice.
OJ with a potato, bacon, egg, and cheese?
Yeah. That'll change your life.
That is an upset stomach.
And I am like, I'm shooting pretty good.
Oh, okay. You're feeling yourself.
No. I'm hitting par looks. I'm missing par putts, but I've got par putts.
You're getting there, but you're two-putting.
Right. I'm hitting occasional green or eggs.
Yeah.
I've got a birdie putt every once in a while.
Oh, buddy.
But I'm not making all of them.
Oh,
but
for sure. Obviously not.
We're going to shoot like an 88.
That's nice, man.
Yeah, a casual like 16 on average, over.
I'm shooting like a 104 right now.
Yeah, a casual like 14, 16 over is a good round for me. I'm not that good at golf.
That's okay. Nobody
but
is.
I'm enjoying it, right?
It's something to do, you know?
So, yeah, and I'm playing by myself.
Nobody.
I like to hang with the pals, with the buds, with the bros.
Yep.
But there's something about golfing by yourself.
Sure, you don't have to wait for the other person to swing. That's so tranquil. You know?
Also, I can get 18 holes in by myself in like 2 hours.
You got a whole lot of day left.
Maybe 2:50, like maybe 2.5 tops if it's slow.
Yeah.
So let's say I started golf at 7:30. I play 2.5 hours. It's 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock rolls around. I may be a little hungry again. I might have just
What time is tea time?
7:30.
Okay, 7:30.
7:30. I play 2.5 hours. It's 10.
Okay.
I had a burrito at like 8:15.
Okay. Yeah. I got you.
I might be a little hungry. I might snag some fruit, like some raspberries, a banana.
Okay, wow. Healthy. Mid-morning snack. You gotta get ready for the wedding?
I can munch on some fruit.
So, in a week and a half from now, you're gaining
it all back.
Attaboy.
I will be heavier than I've ever been in 10 days.
You got good food coming up.
But right? I'm like 15 pounds down.
What
so.
Do you, man? At least you know you can lose it quickly, right?
You're pretty not, quickly. I only started like, 3 weeks ago.
Attaboy. That's
down
good.
Down 15 pounds. So, yeah, it's kind of falling off. Not bad.
There you go.
And then after golf, munch on some snacks.
Mm-hmm. What are the snacks?
Raspberries, bananas.
Oh, okay. The fruit.
Some fresh fruit. Maybe
raspberries are good, you know?
Yeah.
They're not like on the top tier list. Like the best are like
wait, what green did you say? Grapes.
Like raspberries are good, but they're not the best.
Bro, you're out of your mind. When was the last time you had a good raspberry?
Bro, literally this week. Nothing is better than a green grape.
Green grapes are good, but not better than raspberries. Raspberries are top tier.
Like the crunch.
That's
the stuff.
Okay, back to my day.
All right, my fault.
It's like 10 a.m., 10:30. We may go play some like semi-competitive 2-on-2 pickleball.
Okay, me and you?
Yeah, me and you playing two other dudes.
Not women, because women are.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm kind of saying that. I dearly love my bride. She's wonderful.
Yep. She's the best.
Not at the same level of pickleball as me.
For sure. It's
just slightly less competitive.
It's a little more casual.
It's a little more casual, and I want to play just a little more competitive.
For sure. And when me and you played, not too
long. We had a good time. And it was competitive, and we were like winning.
But we were also getting our butt kicked by random old men.
This is true. But like me and Jess, we've never lost. But when me and Jess play, we like play Josh and Josie. Trash.
That's fair.
We have a good time.
And
we
beat them. You're laughing, you're
giggling. Yeah, we beat them, but it's just a little more casual. Yeah. I want something a little more competitive than that, but not a whole lot. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then late lunch, 2 p.m.
Okay.
Ooh. See, this is tough because I got more sports ahead of me.
More sports ahead. You need something to refuel you.
Right.
I
need to be refueled, but like I don't need something super heavy.
Checks out. More raspberries?
No. But maybe like a good real fatty salad.
Okay. Right, like, we're on the weight loss journey.
Yeah, like, yeah,
checks out.
But like with fried chicken and a bucket of ranch.
A bucket of ranch.
Yeah.
I think can be dry. Salads can be dry.
No, it's got to be an unhealthy salad.
I got you.
Got to have bacon and like a thundercloud. Like I used to, when I worked at Thundercloud, when I made sandwiches, I used to make a bomb salad with the turkey, ham, and bacon.
Yep. Sounds good.
It changed your life. A bucket of ranch.
You know what I'm a big fan of? Caesar salads with some chicken.
Yeah, Caesar salads can get down. I can get down with Caesar salad too. Caesar chicken Caesar wrap. Change your life.
You know, the wrap kind of throws you for a loop because some bites you're like, man, this is the stuff. But then there's like no more good. Ranch. And there's no more ranch. You're like, it's just
tough.
Dry.
That stuff. But I had a nice like Thundercloud or chicken or Chick-fil-A for a salad.
Okay. Yeah.
Not a healthy salad, but like.
It's somewhat healthy. You know? Yeah. It's green.
Healthier than other things.
For sure.
And then we hit like a nice afternoon pickleball. No, wait. We just played pickleball. Wiffle ball game.
Wiffle ball. Oh,
we hit
buddy.
A nice afternoon of like a full 9-on-9 wiffle ball.
Not 9-on-9. I think like
4-on-4.
4-on-4. There you go.
A nice 4-on-4.
Those were the
ball.
Days. Remember, like every day after yeah, Brentwood,
we used to play all the time.
We'd come home.
Some nice blitz ball with the boys.
Yeah, we'd come home and we played wiffle ball. But and those were the days. I always lost. Those were fun.
Those were a good time. So we get some 4-on-4 wiffle ball in. I don't know who's coming. I'll shoot you a text. Then after wiffle ball, we play until it's time for dinner.
Sure, absolutely.
We're playing the whole time.
That sounds phenomenal.
For dinner, and we're having like an early dinner. I had like only half my salad.
Okay.
So we're having an early dinner, 7 p.m.
Okay.
Maybe earlier than that. Yeah, 7 p.m. because it's summer.
That's right there.
Or spring, like the sun's going down late.
Yeah.
7 p.m., sun's still up, and I'm having a chicken fried steak.
Chicken fried steak.
Mashed potatoes. Mac
and cheese.
Gravy over the whole thing. Well, not the mac and cheese. Change your life.
Chicken fried steak's phenomenal, man.
Dude, there's nothing better. And then we're going to wrap up the evening at like 9:30.
Okay.
We're playing late night spike ball.
Spike ball's a blast, man.
Change your life, man.
Big
sports. Once you get
to
college, you just start playing sports in the middle of the night. It's the
and
best.
It's not so much like high school sports, you know. There's not so much pressure.
Yeah,
it's so
like
casual.
You're not
so
playing
fun.
High school sports. You're playing sand volleyball and spike ball, and
it's a good time.
Hitting golf balls on the intramural field,
absolutely,
in the middle of the night, just because.
Phenomenal.
Change of life. We're on the intramural field. Somebody has a golf club. We're playing spike ball. Might have brought the dog. Who knows?
Millie's there, probably barking around.
Yeah, Millie's just. Kind of getting in the way.
Yeah,
maybe Millie's not there.
Yeah, probably not, actually. If it's perfect, it's perfect, you know?
Unless Jess is, like, in the corner playing with Millie.
Yeah.
Then she's there, but, like,
spike ball's good, you know? We had a team dinner this week, and I partaked in playing some spike ball and some pool. Pool's a good game, you know?
Pool is a good game. Not, like, a perfect day game, but it's a good time.
It's a great time, especially you got, like, a whole bunch of buddies there. You're just laughing, giggling. You suck at it. You're just... living, yeah, so it's, I mean, it's a good time,
it's
in
a good
my
time.
Opinion. So that's your perfect day.
Yeah, I think so.
That's good, man. That's a good day. I think your day might be a little bit better than mine, because I'll have a lot of downtime in my
day. I got you. That's all right, though.
But I'm a big fan of doing a whole lot of nothing.
Sure.
Naps are good. The show is good. Just hanging out.
It's hard to argue with that.
It's hard to argue with that. All right. You got another one you want me to fire away?
I can get you another one.
I bet.
If you were given 365 days to train religiously, what Olympic event could you partake
train
in?
Train religiously. So you're giving me 1 year.
I'm giving you a year. A year from today. If you
to
had,
train religiously?
Yeah. You're not going to school. Okay. You're not doing anything. You're just training.
Okay. I got you. So
you got all the professionals you need, whatever it is to train. What Olympic event are you? Summer or winter?
Summer or winter. Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Because I think there's an obvious answer for me.
There's an obvious answer?
For me, yeah. But I want you to go first so I don't give you my obvious answer.
You know, okay, so I'm trying to think of things that I'm good at. Like, I'm not...
That's a good start.
I don't enjoy running. I'm not... I'm
running six, events are out.
Running events completely out.
That's fair.
Like, throwing things, maybe, like, a javelin, maybe. But, like, I don't... That's just because maybe my baseball background, but, like, none of the shot put or the discus. But I'm a big erg guy, right? I'm 6 foot, 205. Like, I'm a big erg guy. I think religiously.
All day, every day.
All day, every day? Sand volleyball.
Sand volleyball?
Sand volleyball.
No shot, dog.
I mean, I can get up there and spike that
thing. It don't matter, dude.
Sand volleyball is a, like...
Those girls that are playing sand volleyball in the Olympics right now have been playing volleyball for 20 years.
I think you got a good point.
You have been playing that for
that or ping pong.
Against the Asians?
Against the Asians.
You don't stand a chance.
That, well, I got one full year to try it out. I mean, like...
You don't stand a chance. Have been playing since they were two.
Yeah, but you're giving me 12 hours a day to figure it out.
They've been doing 12 hours a day for 20 years. 40 years. Ping pong, you play till you're 80, so...
That is fair.
You don't stand a chance in ping pong either.
What's yours?
Curling.
Oh, like when you push the thing?
Yeah! Oh, well, that is an Olympic event that if you gave Olympic me event. A year to train for, I will 100%, I could medal. not just compete, but I could get a medal.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be on the podium.
I don't really understand how curling really works. I know that there's a guy that... Are you pushing or are you...
Burning? I can do either.
I see.
I can do either. If What's you gave me a year to train for either one, 100%, I'm in it.
What's the one where they, like, run and they get... There's, like, four guys and they run and...
The bobsled?
Bobsled, I think, could be... I don't really know what they do for that. I also don't know how
you... I think you just kind of have to be cool with going 140 on ice in a sled.
I guess that's fair. That or rowing, I think, could be... I think rowing's, like, physically challenging, but I think
that... But that's one of those ones I think you could train for in a year.
You could definitely... Like, you get up, like, if you're a rower, you're getting up, you're having 8 eggs for breakfast, you're rowing, you're getting big in the gym, and who doesn't want to get big, right? Who doesn't want to have big, swole muscles, right? Just, yeah.
No, I can get behind you maybe being able to row, but.
I'm also not a big Olympics guy. What? Not a big Olympics guy. They're kind of
the Olympics?
I mean, like, they're just meh.
Nah, you're... That's the wrong answer.
It's the wrong answer, you think?
Oh, the Olympics are awesome.
You
spend 2 weeks cheering on the United States.
Yeah, but...
In, like, the cross-country skiing at 2 a.m. because it's on. It's awesome.
But that's true. It's always at, like, weird times. Like, and also all the good things, like watching Michael Phelps swim at 3 a.m., not it. And...
You don't have the country pride I got.
You know, I'm a big fan of our country. But I'm a bigger fan of our state.
Sure, but doesn't keep me away from the old TV during Olympic season. Summer Olympics happening this year?
I think so. I think it's...
Should.
Tokyo, maybe? Atlanta?
L.A.?
Might be L.A. I think you're right.
Google it.
What does it say? I don't have my phone on me.
You're sitting in front of a laptop.
I'm going to Google it. Where are the Summer Olympics being held in 2024? 2024, it is Paris. Oh, we were both wrong. Wow.
Dang. London.
Wow. You know what I think is better than the Olympics? And by a long shot, I think this might be a hot take. But you know what the very best sporting event is?
What's that?
Without a doubt. Like, you know, Super Bowl, cool. NBA Finals, nobody really cares, right? It's all just free throws. March Madness. Women's, nobody cares. No disrespect to the women's who are putting in the hard work and effort. If they, like, lowered the rim, it'd be more fun. Like, if we're seeing 360 slam dunks, like, I'd be like, that's neat.
But 360 slams would make women's March Madness more
interesting. So much better. So much better.
But I make a bracket.
Yeah.
That's almost as involved as I got. I made two brackets.
Okay.
But that is about as involved as I got. I wonder how I'm doing Saturday, the second weekend of March Madness. Well,
there's been some upsets. You know, Alabama.
There have been big upsets, too.
UNC lost.
I don't really know how I'm supposed
Kentucky
to compete with.
Kentucky lost. UConn's still in there.
Ooh, before UNC lost, I was at 80-something percent. I remember. Man.
That's pretty good.
I am at 63 now because I had UNC winning the whole thing.
Well, I don't think you're going to get a perfect bracket. But I think how cool it is and how rare it is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see that. Like, I think the best one, like, one guy picked, like, 40-something games, correct?
I gotcha.
And you're just... And as a Longhorn fan, you know, you root for them while they're in there.
Longhorns to take it all the way.
Well, yeah, it's not going to happen because it's Longhorns, right? But, you know, you're
tragic. I actually had them losing early.
I had them losing
in the... I think I had them losing in the Sweet 16.
That's fair. I mean, they lost this year's third, been a down year, you know, but we got some guys. And
out of the eight, I only had one correct pick coming out of this weekend.
Wow.
And that's UConn.
UConn's are studs, you know.
Yeah, I had UConn playing UNC, UNC winning, and then I had Kansas and Kentucky, and both of those teams lost.
I gotcha. All right, let me...
You got one more question for me?
I got a couple more questions, I think.
I gotcha.
I got one that we will save for next week. It was about being married, but I think our next episode will be a week from today.
On the old marriage day.
On the good old marriage day, you know. On
anniversary. That'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to getting married.
You know, that's...
And podcasting on my wedding day.
I think that's two phenomenal things. I think the first one is a little bit more important. And here in 50 years, you'll definitely remember being married. But, like, remember sitting with your brother in a random room for 30-ish minutes to talking about random things?
Have we been going for 30 minutes?
No, I don't know how long we've been going for. Let's see. We're probably about 18. We're probably about 20 minutes in at this point.
Almost 20 minutes.
So we'll get better at this. This is also just episode one.
Is a quick get to know you random question
in Riley's room on a random Saturday night of Easter. Easter's a phenomenal
holiday. We're not talking about Easter at all.
Easter tomorrow's is a Easter. Phenomenal holiday.
Tomorrow's Easter.
Tomorrow is Easter.
Yesterday's Good Friday. Shout out to Jesus.
Shout out to the big man above, you know.
Currently dead, but...
I mean, yeah, but he...
Not for much longer.
Yeah, we're looking at like 15 hours. Boys up.
Yeah, if that, 12.
12. 12 hours, he's awoken.
He's back up, dog. We're good. Shout out to the homie.
Shout out to the big man above. That's crazy. All right. Well, we'll end it off here with a couple more questions, I think, and then we'll call it a day. Okay. This one's a little controversial because I know that you have a woman downstairs that you absolutely love.
I do.
And, you know, I have a girlfriend that I absolutely adore.
Good.
But who is your celebrity crush and why?
Okay, I have not been in pop culture enough as of late to have, like, a celebrity crush as of, like, super recently.
Okay.
But let me tell you, I was falling hard for Miss Sadie Robertson for a long time.
Sadie Robertson.
Shoot, wow. Dude. She was something else.
Isn't she, like, a preacher now?
Yeah, I think she does motivational Christian talks.
Good for her.
Yeah, Sadie, shout out to Sadie, whatever she's doing, making duck calls maybe.
From Duck Dynasty, what a show. I've been there. Coming back from a mission trip from North Carolina, me and Mom and some other people from church stopped at
Did you meet Sadie?
I did not meet Sadie. I didn't meet anybody.
She was a hottie back in the day.
She was a hottie back in the day. You know, she looks a lot like Jesselyn.
I have a type. So I'm learning. Jess is hotter, but... Shout out to
for sure.
Shout out to Jess for. Don't say for sure like that. That's weird. That's my girl, dog.
I mean, yeah, but you know, I also know Jesslyn, and Jesslyn is kind-hearted, and she's very nice, and she's also very good for you because you're kind of an idiot.
Shout out to Jess for being considerably out of my league.
I know. That's how.
And she somehow said yes. So what a homie.
What a homie. All right, mine. It's been the same way for a long time. And the thing is, she looks nothing like Summer.
Good.
She looks nothing like Summer. But it's also only because of one show. She was really... It's Jennifer Aniston from Friends. Mm. And, like, she only looked good in the 80s. Like, that's, like... And I casually go back and watch the 90s, excuse me.
The 90s.
Okay, I casually go back and watch.
Jess and I are watching Friends for the second time through.
It's phenomenal. It's a good show. It's funny. Chandler
very recently
passed. But yeah. Chandler's my guy, man. Chandler's funny.
Chandler is funny.
Ross is, you know, kind of an idiot, right? But Jennifer, Rachel, absolute dime piece. She's pretty, man.
She looked good in the 90s.
Looked good in the 90s. Now she's like...
Unfortunately, it's been 35 years since the 90s, but...
You have...
Since 1990, but... Man, she had something going back then, I'll tell you.
Most definitely. She was an attractive lady.
What else you got?
This is an interesting one. I saw a TikTok about this the other day, and I've been meaning to ask you about it. Cause, good. You know, we talk about random things. I feel like when we do talk, we just, you know, casual. It's very casual, but here you go. If you could remove one color from the world, like it, like just stop existing, like people wouldn't ever see the color again, what would it be and why?
Okay, I have a couple of thoughts here.
Okay, let me hear them.
My first thought was like a light blue.
That's the sky.
Kind of like the sky, because this is like crazy, but my head first went to like chicks with blue hair. And okay. If I could just eliminate blue, then they couldn't have blue hair anymore.
Okay, that is interesting.
But then I was like, I really like blue.
Blue's a phenomenal color.
I don't know that that's what I want to do.
Blue's a phenomenal color.
And then it crossed my mind that, like, the next color that came to mind was, like, a salmon color. Because I saw some salmon shorts over there. Like, yeah. A pinkish-orange color. Yeah. But then I remembered that the other day at the gas station, An old lady complimented my salmon shirt.
Your salmon shirt.
So I'm not getting rid of that.
Okay.
Now it's leading me to like, my next thought was like a brown.
That's where my thought was.
But then I was like, dirt is brown.
Dirt is brown. Trees are brown.
What are we going to do with all that brown? Gone.
You know, this is a hard question. So
now I'm leaning back towards colors less found in nature.
Yeah. I was thinking,
give me an orange. Ooh, longhorns are orange.
Longhorns are orange. The
maybe
sun,
not an orange.
Dude, sunsets are pretty, man. The first
sunsets
thing,
are pretty. It's gonna have to. Oh man,
this is a hard question. This is why I said
thought,
it.
Right, my next thought was green, but then I was like, trees. That goes back to all my browns.
Trees, grass, important things.
Give me black.
Like just no more night.
That's dark blue.
Night's dark blue.
Yes.
So if I open the curtain and it's just really dark blue.
Yes, 100%.
More of
I mean, I'm talking like a pure black.
Okay.
A pure black.
So nothing that is in nature.
Right, in theory.
So like that also.
I'm sure I'm wrong, but
that also gets rid of all things that are black, right? Like nobody can see black things anymore. So no more black socks. We're only white socks. People.
Bro, stop. That's not where I was going. Give me gray.
That's what my answer was.
Give me gray.
That's what my answer. I feel like that's a better option. You know, gray's kind of gray. You know, gray is what gray is.
That's coming from a guy sitting on
gray sheets. Yes.
Gray sheets and cover and wearing gray socks with a gray hat sitting on his bed.
But like, when it rains, you're not in the best mood, right?
It's true. Rainy. Give me gray.
Gray's phenomenal.
Get clouds. Out of there.
Clouds are just gray. Man.
That is a fact.
I think gray is like the only safe option where A, you don't sound racist.
Which is good. We're not racist.
No, we are not. We will say questionable things, but we are not racist.
We're not racist. I have black friends and Mexican friends and Asian friends.
I don't think that is what stops you from racist.
Is that all of the Polynesian? I know some Polynesian.
I mean, there's
folks.
Some like real specific ones, you know.
Hawaiians?
Hawaiians are American.
So are African Americans?
This is true.
Just because they're American doesn't mean they're not a different color.
This is true. But Hawaiians is, like, named after the state. Or Hawaiian? You know what? I don't know.
What do you not know?
If Hawaiians are, like, are there's Texans. Okay. Never mind. I'm just yip-yapping about it.
Okay.
I think that's the only safe option.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. And then, you know, Dad asked one. Dad said one last night, or earlier, before we started this, and I really have been thinking about it. If you were a balloon color, man, which one would you be?
Give me like a blue.
Blue safe.
Just a casual blue balloon.
Blue safe.
I like blue.
Blue's a good color. I mean, blue's one of the best colors. Most things you see.
Blue's my favorite color.
Good. Good to know.
So that's kind of just where I vibe. Give me blue.
Good. Good. Jess said yellow.
Jess's favorite color is yellow.
I think it just goes down to your favorite color. I thought, like, you know, a red balloon kind of sticks out. And I don't think I stick out. I feel like it depends the thing. But I was thinking, like, a green. Green's such a good color. It's happy. It's there. It can be happy, you know?
Sure.
I mean, it is just a balloon, though. So that
it is. At the end of the day, we are talking about balloons. So, you know, take everything we say with a grain of salt.
Oh, for sure. We are not scientists. We are not smart as well. We are.
It's hard to argue with that.
Anything else, man? Or are we just...
I think that's all I had.
I mean, I think this is a good first episode. We
it's a good time.
I mean, we talked, and I think we...
We're, what, 25 minutes or so?
25 minutes in or so.
Yeah.
So we're...
For having no agenda 25 minutes ago.
For sure. We definitely made this up on the spot, but we'll get better at it. We'll find things to talk about.
I think next week's the wedding episode. We'll have plenty to talk about.
We'll be the wedding episode.
Maybe mic'd up.
I mean, maybe mic'd up during the wedding. That'd be fun.
Bits and pieces, if Jess will let me. She said no to the ceremony, but maybe the reception.
Yeah, that'd be cute, too. Have y'all, like, first dance together and stuff like that. But,
yeah.
That's exciting. I mean, back to you getting married. You're ready for it?
Yeah. I think so. I ain't never been married before.
Well, that's good to know.
But, you know, I think we got it.
Good.
We did marriage counseling.
How was that?
It's good. Shout out to Chance and Chelsea for doing that with us. It's our college pastor and his wife.
Yeah.
Youth pastor. Same guy.
Good guy. I met him once.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He's a sweetheart. He's kind of my boss sometimes, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. They kind of just told us stuff we already knew.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we went through a list of, like, premarital questions.
Yeah.
And we had already, like, gone through this by, like, ourselves a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it was easy to talk about. They're easy to talk to.
For sure.
We, like, had all the answers. Yeah. So, it was good. It was easy.
But also, we have been given the ability to have such great parents where...
We have seen really good marriage role modeled.
For sure. They are very good at what they do, and they...
Shout out Mom and Dad.
Shout out Mom and Dad, you know.
The homies.
The real ones.
We'll have them on.
We'll have to have them on, you know. Father's Day's coming up. Mother's Day's coming up. Father's Day's coming up.
Both. Either one of them have happened yet, so... Mother's Day and then Father's Day.
Maybe Mom will join us.
Mother's Day is in May.
May.
Father's Day is in June.
Yeah.
Give or take.
We got a kind of busy next couple of months. I mean, you're getting married. I'm graduating. I turn 18 in a couple of months.
Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Mother's Day, Father's Day. Memorial Day.
I had to start like a full-time job situation.
That's kind of gay, man.
College is cool until you got to work 40 hours at the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. That can't be
right. I mean, I guess I worked 40 hours in the middle of it, too, but...
I mean, but you're paying your
dues. This is like an adult job. This isn't like a 40 hours, like an HEB or a manual
labor. What a place. HEB's phenomenal.
Or like a manual labor job, but this is 40 hours in like an office doing paperwork.
Man, I'm not that jealous.
Pay should be pretty good.
Good, though.
So.
All right, I think that's...
That's all I got.
That's all we got, so thank you all.
Is that a podcast?
That is what we called podcast. Welcome back to episode one. I think we did good.
I think we did good, too.
So we will see y'all next week.
I guess.
All right. See y'all.